Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Here's a thumbnail sketch of this Thursday's 33rd annual Kentucky Alfalfa Conference at the Fayette County Extension Office in Lexington.
Yeah, very practical, producer-oriented presentations on alfalfa from establishment to utilization and marketing.
UK forage specialist Gary Lacefield says rolling hills in much of the state make row crops impractical there, but forages do quite well. Cattle do well on forages, a major factor in Kentucky's rank as largest cattle state east of the Mississippi.
Alfalfa is the number one hay plant in the U.S. It's the number one plant as far as nitrogen fixation. It's also increasing in importance as a grazing crop, especially, Mike, after a summer like we had last year. Drought, alfalfa has a very deep root system and can make a whole lot better growth during the summer months than can basically any of our other perennial forage cool seasons. So it is a very important legume for Kentucky.
So value as a feed source and for some, a cash flow.
In addition to marketing it through our own animals in Kentucky, it's also an outstanding cash crop from the standpoint of hay. When you look in the marketplace across the U.S. and look for the greatest demand, it's alfalfa or alfalfa grass. So we have an increasing market for that.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Every year, Kentuckians dump enough stuff on the ground to fill a football stadium 12 stories high. When it rains, all that trash washes down storm drains and directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's time we all did our part to stop polluting Kentucky's waterways. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
UK forage specialist Gary Lacefield says at Thursday's Alfalfa Conference in Lexington, they'll explore cash hay for horses with Fayette County farmer Todd Clark and have another guest who finishes cattle with alfalfa. The crop, he says, is versatile.
We had some people graze alfalfa last year who had never grazed it before simply because it was one of the few plants that they had on the farm that was making some growth.
So they'll discuss the best techniques for that utilization, and we'll talk about that finishing project.
We're bringing in Mr. Todd Powell. Todd is from Murray, Kentucky. He grew up in a commercial alfalfa hay operation. He has been working to take that product to the next level and actually growing grass-fed beef, but then finishing those animals on alfalfa.
Again, that conference this Thursday in Lexington. There is a $15 registration fee. Complete program details are available at local extension offices. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.